site. So Masechet Ksubos has a wide range of sugyas, including Agadah and Halacha, which is quasi based on Agadah. And this week we have an example of something which arguably is one of the most important sugyas in Shas, because as we know, there certainly are issues of which one is cleave to be Meiser Nefesh. And those are the Gimel Averis, but it turns out that there may be another such Avera, and that is the Avera Chamura being Malbin Panei Chaverei Barabin. So we're going to go through a little bit of the Shitais of the Rishonim and the Klolim in Malbin Panei Chaverei Barabin. The Gemara says, so this is, of course, an important maimer because of the source, Shimon ben Bichai, who was the Reish Medav Mechol Mokoyim in Ikrei Hadas. Noyachle l'odam sheyimser atzmei l'teich kivshon ha'esh v'al yalbim p'nei chaver barab. So the Gemara says, how do we know this? From the Parshiyos that we learned a few weeks ago. Minolan mikoma t'chsiv himutzeis. Adkan, the Lashon of the Gemara, and one of the more famous members in Shas. The Gemara, therefore, seems to be telling you, L'chaira, a quasi agada. Ask Tosfos, not that way. Please incite the please. It's the next page. Tosfos incites the Daf Yud Beis. So the Gemara says, and Tosfos brings the various places that this Gemara is cited. Ask Tosfos a fundamental kasha that all Rishonim have to deal with. We have a klal mutzak that the only one averis that you mechuyev to be meiser your nefesh for are the Gimel Averis. So if that's the case, why are they not Dalet Averis? Which are the three major Averis of Avodah Zarah, Gilarayis, Shichas Damim. So Tosfos distinguishes this Avera with a procedural issue. Averis halbonus panav enim ufereshes b'tayra. So Tosfos seems to indicate, and this is how the Achrayim understand Pshat and Tosfos, that there is in fact a chiyuv gomer to be meiser nefesh and nalbi malbim nechaveray v'rabim. Tosfos, if this would be in fact the halacha, is not alone. Rabbeinu Agadol, Rabbeinu Yena, in Shari Tshuva, says the same thing. To skip here a little bit to get to the Shari Tshuva, please scroll. Ongoing, Shari Tshuva. Here you go. No, you skipped it. Freeze. Hine, avakar tzicha albanas ponim. The Shari Tshuva encompasses the Isser of albanas ponim, looking for a way to explain why it's not specifically delineated by Rabbi Seinu in the Sugis of Yerek Val Yaver, by telling you it is. because Ritzicha is. And Albanus Bnei Chaver Barabim is a subset of Ritzicha. Chain Umr Abisenos Chain Lebracha. Vashenis, Gitzar Halabana Marmi Moves. Alkein Umr Abisenos Chain Lebracha Lel Miapal Admiral Kitchen Hvel Yalm Bnei Chaver Barabim. Leonu Kain Bashar Averis Kamurais. Chil Shabbos Nishtazoi. Bechol Sasurais. Nishtazai. Other chayvik krisis. Nishtazai. Even mechuyavim misses bezdin. But malb nechle barabim is ritzicha. Achendimu avaka ritzicha ritzicha. It's not ritzicha mamish, because ritzicha requires use of a evan egref to kill somebody. Here we are talking about avak ritzicha. As we all know, and this is clearly delineated in Shas, there's a concept of avak of the Gimel Averis, and this is one of them. Ukamesha Amru, Ke Ye Horeg Lo Yertzach. Well, Doyama Zah Amru, Shiapal Asmakishan, Yab Nechavim Brab, Doyama Zah. Well, Lomdu Zem in Tamar. So, interestingly enough, the Shari Tshuva says the Iker Yisoid is avak Ritzicha. Doyama Zah. Is this Gemara that we have Lefanenu? And brings the Raya from Shehi Mutzeis. Kini, Alf Bishu Tzul, Sarf Lekilskiyos, Rebuna Shalai, Lahalbin. This is the Shita of the Rebbeinu Yonah. However, it seems that while Rebbeinu Yonah comes to the same conclusion as Tzitzis, they're not arriving at it from the same place. Rebbeinu Yonah is telling you, basically to emphasize his kasha, that it is a bezrayah de ritzicha. And the reason why it's a bezrayah de ritzicha is because it's in the first line. The reason why it is ritzicha is because the blood rushes to a person's face. Just like in a real ritzicha, the blood rushes. So this is a me'en ke'en navak. A ritzicha. Tosfos seems to indicate it's not nichal de ritzicha, because then it's nichal de gimel averis. According to Tosfos, a new din chadash rifnei atzmai, which is not nilman anywhere else in Shas besides this limud that you mechuyav to be meiser nefesh. Adkan shitas haTosfos, shitas Rebbeinu Yonah from two different angles, but from the same conclusion. However, many, if not most, Rishonim argue with this, and they say that the Gemara's Kavana is not to tell you that the Zechi of Gomer to be Meiser Nefesh and Misa not to be Malach Veber Rabin. The Gemara is an Agada based on a Pasuk. The line between when we learn halachas from these type of Psukim and when we don't is Nimsa to Chazal. But here it's ambiguous what Chazal meant. Did they mean to actually tell you an halacha psuka, in which case Tosfos Kasha is back, Shver again, why does Gemara say all across Shas, it's only three Averis? Or they're telling you a Musavart, please be Nizar in this very much. Yechroinim, Armaitik Shitas Rebbeinu Yonah, and ask many, many Kashas on Rebbeinu Yonah. Let's start with the Murai Masada. And it's if, since we are going with seniority, then it's if, going operating with Shitas Rebbeinu Yonah, that it is in fact an Isser, says that Tam of the Isser of Bizrayat or Isicha, Lechaira, he says, Tosfos doesn't say that. And he says, maybe Tosfos l'shitasai that the bezrayu of the gimel averis chamurais are takanat b'din yarg val yavar, and therefore Tosfos could not have used Rebbeinu Yonah's mahalach of bezrayu deritzich. That would be seiser divrei Tosfos atzmai in various places that a bezrayu is not a chiv of gimel averis. Look in the Maraim Maseh. The Kusri Atosus. Mirad Leichosh Leibag Meveris. Nira. Shubachal Rai Deshrichas Dam. Dazel Sumka Vasav Chiyura. The Nativ doesn't quote Rabbeinu Yonah. The Atosus Latamayu. Bavadazar Dafchav Zayin. This is very important because it's a direct steerer to the Divrei Rabbeinu Yonah. The Bizarayu Dahani Tlasa Ein Hadin Kain. This is Rayard or Tzichog, this Rayard, the other two are Usr. And they are very Chamurais, but there's no Isr to be Meisr Nefesh for Abizurayu. This is a major machlekes in Rishonim Shas wide, centered on the story in the end of Gemara in Ben Sarah and Meirer. What the Gemara talks about in the Sugya of Karka Eilam and the question of whether or not. Even not being Baal Neshes Ish, Mechid to be Meisr Nefesh, or not. Says the Netziv, whatever it is, Taisis couldn't go with Shitas Rabbeinu Yonah because it would be a direct stira to what else Taisis says in other places. The contemporary Rosh Hashivas raise other questions. If you look in Sefer Avodas David, he asks an obvious kasha on the right side. Taisus says that we're only talking about those things that are mefurish b'kra. Line 5. Medivri, if you can bring a marker. Medivri at Taisus mevoyer, shem mefarf shem lasha gemar, shechiv gamro medina limser nafshay. It wouldn't ask you why it's not in the Gimel Averis. Not in the Gimel Averis because it's only a Midas Chasidus. And he tells to the Rabbeinu Yonah. And there he asks his kasha on the left side. He says, Masha Tirta Tais Lechosh about a Gimel Averis, Nesha Averis, Albanus Panam, and Refresh, Batai Riesh Lahair. So Yisrael banas panu furish b'tayra sivle sisal of chait furish b'rambam periglav mehilchis deis alachches. So if you look here in the bottom to show you who the mechaber of the sefer Avodas David is, no, it doesn't tell you. Okay, this is a guy of David Goldberg, the tells the Rosh Hashiva, I believe, and he was just kind enough to send me one of his svarim on Melchamas Yishmael, which we're using in our series now on that subject. So he tells you on your site that there's a Rambam in Hilchis Deis, which says that the Isser of Albanus Panim is a Deraisa. What's a Deraisa? Deraisa is a new Libud. Laisisa Olav Chait. So now we have Taisvis telling us that's an Isser Gomer without telling you why. Rabbeinu Yonah telling you it's a Bizraya de Reticha, and the Ram telling you it's an Isser, a lav of Laisiz Olav Chait. And this undercuts Teretz HaTaisvis, but it's not Mefurish in the Kroh. So Rashiva answers, Nir Leim Rekwanis HaTaisvis, Shechaim Ram Yusuf Balmanus Peinim Furish Batayra. Shem Tzavzi Lechaynari Asala Chlima Fila Beidl Ben Atzmai Kfurish Ramam Sham. Laisiz Olav Chait is lav dafke barabim. Mesis al v'chait applies to anything. Ella, kal v'chait mahu she'asal v'ayish b'rab. If it's usher b'nei l'b'natzmei b'yachid, of course you can't be v'ayish b'rab. But din she'erg v'yavar hu davka l'chaim l'shal mal p'nei she'chavei b'rab. So he makes a beautiful bifurcation. It's not shver from this Rambam of Sisal of Chait. Sisal of Chait is taka in a chinami, not mefurish b'tayra, because Sisal of Chait is only as an iser, which means you're not allowed to cause your friend harm. It doesn't matter where. Now, if the Rambam says it's asur levayshe ben al ben asmai, it's pashti na levayshe b'rabim. However, it's choluk. When it comes to yachid, there's not such a chaymer, a iser. But berabim, there is a iser to be malbim, Bnei Chaveroi, in Tzochar, please go back, Ad Kadei Kach, that it is mechuyev to be Meiser Nefesh. So this is the Shita number one, Taisvis, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rambam. The Achronim asked many kashas on Rabbeinu Yoina. The Yisoid of the Isser of Ritzicha and the Zerayat Ritzicha is because of the well-known svar that we learned together many times of my chosis. My chosis is Dama Didach Sumach Tvei Didama Dechavrich. But L'chaira, this is not shaykh for the Isser of Abonis Panim. In the case of Ritzicha, you're exchanging his blood, your blood for his blood. Here, and Chenami, there's blood involved, as Ben Yen himself says, but there's no exchange of blood. You're not taking his blood away. Second, if in fact it's an halacha that's nilmad from the Maisa Tamar, Ritzicha Gemur Dan Yerv Goyaver is only Ritzicha B'Yadayim, but not Ritzicha B'Shev Al Tasa. And Tamar, the Ister would have been B'Shev Al Tasa. Beautiful Lashain, beautiful Kasha, based on the famous Machlekes Rishainim in the beginning of in Ben Sair Meirer, that Taisa says that it's only usher if you are conducting your tzicha b'yadayim. I'll leave this kasha, which is a beautiful according to kasha. Let's back up here a little bit. The Torah Tamima, in one of his usually sharp varts, says, when the Gemara says noyach leila adam, it doesn't say you're mechuyev to. The Gemara has a somewhat softer lashon. Look at the Divrei Maskil Olam. Lulei l'divreim nir l'dati borer. Lines, six lines down. You can't count the Avera of Malbin between the three Avera's Chamorins. Because he's Medaik and Lashon Noyach. Noyach means Besser Azai, which clearly is a din of Midas Chasidus and Musser. Mishena Isakain and Nikar Rasha is not a Baal Nidus Nachainos. Mash ain't Kain the Gimel Devarim Fashtetzach. Mechir to be Mechuyev to be Meiser Nefesh. So Torah Tamima goes with the Mahalach of the Gedalei Achrayim that say Taisus, this Diuk is Lav Dafka. Can't be that way. Because if it was Nichlan and Gimel Averis, Chamoris, I should have said, Asa Ladin, Mahalp Mechabim, Barabim, take a Limu from Tamar, and there we could ask Akasha why it's not Nichlan, the other Gimel Averis, Chamoris. More than to say that. Tamar is embedded in the Gadata and tells you a Lashain, which seems to be different than the normal Lashainis. Therefore, it can't be that it is Aser. Ad Kadei Kach, that one of the Gedalei Rishayim only published in recent decades, the Meiri, in the last 100, 200 years, which is why it's not in the brought into Divrei Rabbi Seinu Rishayim. He goes all the way to say that this is a Derech Tzachos. Look in the Meiri, Divrei Maskel Olam. Sorry, I gave the wrong site. Divrei Maskel Olam is the Meiri. Laylam Yaiser Shadam next one. Derek Tsachas Armanam Tamar. I always want to make clear that the Ilam understands when Rishinim or even Gedalei Achrayim say Derek Tsachus, they don't mean what we call a tsachus, a joke, or even a milsa b'dichas. Derek Tsachus means light. So what Chazal are trying to tell you here is a lighter thing than a Isser Chamor. Which means it's Takanat, one of the Gimel Averis. It says Mutav Sheyipal Atzmai, they're trying to tell you the Chaymer Inyan, please be extremely nizer not to be Malpani Chaber Barab. Rabbeinu Mesha Chosma, Kedarka Matadish, has a brilliant chat, and it's based on something which is important for Kalo Terakula. I'll read it right to you, then we'll see a few lines inside, because it's always embedded in another article which covers many different things, and it's in Vilaysa Bracha, which is a, for obvious reason, an underlearned parsha. Klal Yisrael was supposed to learn Zaysa Bracha on Neret Yisrael on Shabbos of Simchas Torah, and on Chutzlar, it's the next day, and we were faced with the Mahumais that the Bnei Shmo are throwing at us. Al Kopanim said to Meshach Chachma, it's very possible that something which is before, took place before Matan Torah, would have a greater Chaymer Inyan and would be considered to be, have much more senior gravitas. But after Matan Torah, it changes its category level. And it goes down to something that in fact is usur. Akadekach, that there could be, there are some things that before Matan Torah would be considered a major mitzvah, but at Matan Torah, because the mitzvah of Matan Torah changed the Nihugim and Klal Yisrael, it becomes forbidden, even though before Matan Torah could have been ad kedei kach nechshav for a mitzvah. Now, this is a shver yisite, but this is how he lays it out. Ma'ashinayis koydim Matan Torah, k'mayishim ra'ish mitzvi maka ibri bendas ma'amin b'ashem, MS, Makar Mitzvayasai, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu's yad at the time, Istakanatzmai, Vishatul Safak Misa, where is that? Imki, Mitzvah Rabbah Chashuva, Zeh, Kaidem Matan Tairash, call Echad Haila Atzmai. This is a Bavusti Yisayid of the Meshchach. Meshchachma says that before Matan Tairah, there was no concept of Klal Yisrael. There were Yidden who had Dine Tairah. The greatest of them was Moshe Rabbeinu, but even Moshe Rabbeinu was not acting midinei Torah. He was acting midinei because din Torah requires matan Torah, which required Klal Yisrael as a grouping. Before matan Torah, it was individuals carrying out the Torah. Everybody's one man for himself. Loichein achrei matan Torah yesh chayku mishpat. Va'aser listakein avur zeh. Said the Meshech Chochma famously, Moshe Rabbeinu would not have been allowed to do what he did and put himself into sakana so much so that he had to run away to Midian for years and years, decades. Well, of course, it was all part of the Rebbe Shalom's plan because we needed the Shivud Mitzrayim to go on for many years. And therefore, the Goyel couldn't be surfaced yet. Nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that, and therefore he put himself, made a decision to put himself in sakana. He would not have been allowed to do that after Matan Torah. Why? Yesh chayku mishpat. Between Rafidim until after Matan Torah, Shem Samoy chayku mishpat. That's when Klal Yisrael got the klolei ha-Torah that we are required to keep till today. Well, Asur l'stakana, where is that? Says the Meshech Chachma, this is together, you be a mazal klal. If Moshe Rabbeinu, after Matan Torah, would decide to put himself into sakana, he's not a yachid. Can't do that. Rabbi Tzrich Malay. You have to go with klalim as mefurish and Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, but not allow, says the Meshech Chachma, to put yourself into a safek sakana. There are many here. If you look down in the notes, number 18. He brings you that Kodmai, many of the Rishonim on this side. Now he goes weiter. Let's see. Now it comes to our issue. Come back. Justice Mesh Chachmalon Rabbi said this morning would have been a wonderful package for us to learn. Mashen can be shalashit sram yun sham. Ram holds you not allowed to be machmer. Now says Meshachach, Lachem betamar, he mutseis. Le rots the halva pne adam. The dike says the Meshachachma. What he means to say is that, I think to go to the next page, that the okay, it goes into the pshat, pshat and the thing of Moshe Rabbeinu. Sitkas Hashem Asa, Mishpatim Yisrael. 1 second, please. So the Meshech Chachma here tells you in one line that Tamar, go down to the bottom, you'll see the note. Malachal comes in Kush Eif, I am Kush the Taisvis. Ladas Rabbeinu Zed, Dinshal Fnema, and Terrible Vad. Naichle La Adam, Nilamad Mitamar was only before Matan Taira. Well, dear Rabbeinu, Behechrit Sarach, Lefarsh, Kamein, Farsh, Shnech, Lenish, Kacher, Roy, Lies, Mitar, Gosh, Adlamaisa, Usa, Lassus, Kain, Midin, Chaiba. Very horrible thing to do to be Mal Mechwe Barabim, but you can't take your life of that because there is a always Revitz Alecha, the mitzvah of Chaibahim. Beautiful pshat by the Meshech Chachma, and the Yisoid, which is important for Kol HaTorah Kula.
So how did the Amorim, that the Gemara brings
so
those
now,
stories, how did they?
Let's finish here with a Biur from Bel Michas Asher. Those of you who are on our regular Sunday Shiur will hear from him soon. So he has a Mahalach here, which tries to straighten out the various Shittas Rishayim, and he says, is it possible there should be a Chiyuv Gomer to be Meiser, once Mechavei Barabim? It's a little shver to say this is Yagvel Yavar, as you saw in many of the Gedalei Chreidim. And he puts together all the people whose Lechera would agree with this. Scroll down. Keep on going. I'll show you one or two Achreinim. Here we go. That's fair to say, as Rebbeinu Meshech Chachma says. What about for Chaibahim? Aside from the obvious kasha, why Tosis doesn't bring it, why the Rishonim don't bring it, why the Gemara doesn't bring it. What about for Chaibahim? Near Leimar. But that's a Tosis. Even Tosis who says that, Given Shainim Fereshes, no, you went too fast. Given Shainim Fereshes. Crawl, Hain ain't Dini Argol Yavar, they knocked over on a spawner Gavaris. So what's chat in the well, shyness of the Gemara? Now you can go to the next page. He brings a very interesting Vart from Shublev Diskin. It's on the second column. And we'll close with this. Risi Bekovitz Haramayr, he says, a Vart from the Adaris. Adaris was Seif Yomov after he was the Rav Mir, was Eilil Yerushalayim Mir Kodesh. And he asked him Shublev, but was his predecessor. Im yesh din yarav el yarav babonis ponim. Shubalev answered him, "This can't be minasvara. Hi, Chazal say mutav sheyipoil. Why?" He says, "It can't be because this goes beniguta to the svara that we said. The maichas is dami dach safek dami dachve. The person you're being malbim will stay alive, and this person will be killed. Can't be because we have a reverse maichas too. The kasha we asked earlier. So what did Chazal mean?" When they said, what about Tamar? Tamar, Nagalef Nimishur Sadin. And then they pulled out a Gemara and they showed him Shulayb, Taisus Hol Nishazai, and he was very upset that he forgot this Taisus. Taisus is Taisus Taf Yud. But he said, Afal Bikain, Kanish Zayn. And they asked the Teres Chesed, the Lublin, this Kasha, and they all blibed Shver and this Taisvis. He says, L'chairer, the Shaila of the Rel Diskin is a grace of Shaila. How can you say, my Chazis L'gabi Albonus Panim? We'll scroll down to the next page and we'll conclude with this. Rav Shmuel, by Rabbi, asks Akash and Rabbeinu Yain. I don't have time to read inside, so I'll tell you what he says. He asks, the Tam of Ritzich is Yarei Yavar, is my Chazis. This clearly, as you saw, all the Gedalia Chronim, is not Shaykh to Chalbonis Mechavim Barab. And he asks this from various angles. And it comes to the Maskan, as we said, that in Achinami, Tamar was Machmar al-Atzma. But, as I mentioned earlier, you can scroll down to Sefer Simchas Binyamin, where he brings this Kasha that I mentioned, keep on going, from the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim has a Sefer named Tevas Goyma, and he asks this Kasha that I referenced earlier, that how is it possible on Rishutas Rabbeinu Yoina to say that the Maisa of Tamar is a din of Yarev Yavar? There's a Machlekes in Rishonim, and Tosis in, and it's Machlekes in Rishonim to Tosis in the Rambam, but we pass in Ritzicha, B'Shev al Taisa, see what he says, the Zorka Naisa al-Tinuk, you're not Machlekes to be Maisa Nefesh. This is the subject of the famous first Reb Chaim Rambam, shows that this is a Machlekes Rambam and Taisus. Al Kompanim, who adin ba panis mechver eri, because by mal mechver barabim, it's always lechayra in the case, certainly in the case of Tamar that it's Nilman from, was b'shev al Taisa. All she had to do was nothing, and he would have been mal mechver barabim because it was a hishtal shalois of things, which set it up before, and therefore, how could this possibly be? So I'll leave you with this kasha because the teretz of this kasha requires, and even in the Chaim or Rambam in the beginning that I mentioned, look at the next paragraph, and then you can take a look at this very nice two stewardsim to this kasha. Kasha fianis daiti is more important than the teretz. How could it possibly be a bizarayu when it's mshavol face? At kan for today, Rabbi Isai. See everybody back in Mitzvah next week as we go through some of the more interesting sugyas and ksubas. Believe me, we'll be back to ksubas pretty soon. Everybody have a good week. Shukriya to my colleagues for enabling.